listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The son of Queensland woman Wendy Sleeman has now been charged with her murder. 30-year-old Slade Murdoch's case has been heard in court today and adjourned until next month. The body of the 61-year-old victim was found in a car in Brisbane on Thursday night. The club's New South Wales boss has been fired, the board making the decision to cut ties with Josh Landis after he said Premier Dominic Perrottet is pushing for a cashless gaming scheme because of his conservative Catholic gut. Mr. Landis has apologised for his comments, saying he misspoke. Sydney MP Alex Greenwich has told Sky he hopes the focus will now shift towards addressing the state's gambling issues.
We want to now move forward towards meaningful reform so we can tackle problem gambling and that we can reduce the money laundering that's occurring in clubs and pubs throughout New South Wales.
Millions of full-time, part-time and casual workers will be able to access up to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave from tomorrow. PM Anthony Albanese hopes it gets more of us talking openly about issues at home.
It will also raise the issue of why it has to be there. So let us hope that in putting in place this measure, it is used less in the future.
If you need help, call 1-800-RESPECT. The luxury Sydney home of alleged fraudster Melissa Caddick has sold for a whopping $9.8 million. The sale will go towards repaying some of the $23 million she allegedly stole from investors. In sport, former Victorian Sports Minister Martin Pakula has joined the AFL in an advisory role. The 54-year-old stepped down from his political position prior to last year's state election. Meanwhile, the AFL match sims are booked in, set to take place over 2 days, Feb 23 and 24. And Steve Smith believes Australia is as well placed as ever to break their India hoodoo in next month's big test tour.
People are contributing all over the board, so we're in a really good place, and obviously this is going to test us, this series over here, but it's a good chance for us.